So the question was asked, before they had electric shavers, how did people use to shave? So there were a few things. They used to have a powder that would burn off the hair off the face. Today you could still get that powder. If any of you want, I have it. In America it's called depilatory cream. So there's a cream, there's a powder. Don't go and buy it on your own, because if you go to the pharmacy and buy it, they'll sometimes give you the cream that's for women's legs. And as you all know, the skin on our legs is much tougher than the skin on our face. And sometimes that cream can really burn your face because it's built for a tougher skin. Now, so once upon a time, most people only, if you were clean shaven, most Jews had a beard. And those who were clean shaven were using a razor, biblically prohibited. There were those that were using the cream or the powder that they had, that they've had years. The hair comes out, yeah. You put the cream on your face.
Does it take
it
from the root?
It does, but the prohibition is using a knife from the root. Even though this cream takes it out from the root, that's not prohibited. It's a good question. Right. The Torah says you're not allowed to destroy it with a knife in a fashion that's destructive. Laser surgery is a good question. One second. But most people who were clean shaven were not using a kosher shaver. They were using a knife. And my grandfather lived in Bnei Brak, and he was clean shaven. And the Panovitcher Rav, the Rav of Bnei Brak, he knew that my grandfather was not using a razor. And my grandfather was one of the businessmen of town. He supported the yeshiva and stuff like that. So when he'd walk out and he'd meet the Rav, the Rav would always stroke his cheek and say, "Finally, a God-fearing Jew who's clean-shaven," because most Jews who were clean-shaven back then, unfortunately, were transgressing this prohibition. There was the possibility of using the cream, but realistically, unfortunately, people were not. Today, we have the same problem, unfortunately.